prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a really important show today with all the worry about the coronavirus, COVID-19, this unique form of coronavirus. We're going to talk about some things that science shows can help you. This isn't voodoo, you know, what's that colloidal silver water that's going to help you, you know? I want to be careful not to be put in this this box of zealots where it's like, oh, just eat more selenium. It's like, no, there's more to it. And it has to be shown to be effective in science. And we're going to talk about that today with my guest, Ryan Smith from TaylorMade Compounding, in just a moment. Today is March 3rd, 2020. For those of you listening to the show 100 years from now, and a lot of this content is probably still relevant. Thanks for listening. Our title sponsor is Legendary Foods, makers of the amazing tasty pastry. It is an upgraded Pop-Tart with 9 grams of protein, less than 1 gram of sugar, less than 4 impact carbs, and it's good for you. You can actually eat it. Buy them for your kids if you can get them, because they are so popular right now that people are on a waiting list. In fact, if you go to superhumanradio.net and click the Tasty Pastry banner ad, you'll be taken to a page where you'll put your name and email address down, and you'll be notified when yours are ready. If you don't do that, it's going to be hit and miss, because they can't make them fast enough. That is how insanely delicious these things are. And I'm telling you, people are buying them for their kids. The kids like them better than regular Pop-Tarts, and they don't realize they're eating something healthier. So check it out, eatlegendary.com. They also have amazing nut butters with no sugar in them, no added sugar. So it's the place to go. And let's go ahead and stop hogging the camera here and bring my guest on and turn his microphone on. How you doing, Ryan?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, Carl.
Yeah, it's always good to have you. So there's a couple things I want to put out there in front of this interview, because I want people to start thinking a little bit. So the first thing is, we are seeing mysterious patients pop up in metropolitan areas where there is no quote-unquote link of travel. They haven't been to Italy, they haven't been to China, but yet they're being tested positive for COVID-19. And the CDC said themselves that there are many people who have been infected that developed no symptoms at all. They had a guy in quarantine. You know, he had a little mild fever one day and it went away and that was it. But they still have him in quarantine because he tested positive for COVID-19 for this particular strain. So I want people to think about this. And here's why. There are people out there right now that have the COVID-19 virus and they develop no symptoms. This is no different than people who have been walking around with the HIV virus but never developed symptoms. Look at Magic Johnson. He's a perfect example of that. He had his HIV, but he never developed AIDS. So the reason I want to bring this to your attention is because you need to ask yourselves, and then we're going to talk about it, what's different about these people who get infected but don't get any symptoms? Just keep that in the back of your mind. So you have listed 5 peptides that could be effective in preventing and or treating COVID-19. So let's start with the first one at the top of the list.
Yeah, so that one is my favorite peptide, and I've said this time and time again, the thymosin alpha-1. Thymosin alpha-1 is an interesting product. It's produced endogenously, so naturally in our body, and it got FDA approval in 2013 as an orphan drug, just because it helped in so many different things. And now it's FDA approved for malignant melanoma, hepatitis C, and hepatitis B, but the effects of that are are way beyond that. I mean, we, you know, a lot of our physicians like it for everything from autoimmune to treating, you know, the regular flu virus. And what it basically does is just strengthens the immune system. It works on the innate immune response just to basically increase the abilities, your body's ability to find and then therefore kill some of these virally infected cells. It works with cancer cells, which is as well, which is the reason it's approved for malignant melanoma, but for viral cells as well.
Okay, so how would you use it in the protocol if you're worried about COVID-19? And do you think it has a place for people who have already been infected in order for them to recover their health? Two questions.
Yeah, the answer is yes to both. I don't think that they're, you know, if everyone could afford this, I think that everyone should be on it because there's really, you know, in some of the monographs, it's described as having less side effects than placebo, which is pretty powerful endorsement.
I always laugh about that. Yeah. When the group that got nothing developed more symptoms and side effects, that's so funny. That is.
Exactly. And I mean, I think it speaks to, again, all the different applications of this, which go from, you know, everything from autoimmune disease to, you know, being a vaccine adjuvant to increase efficacy of vaccines. But, you know, as we're talking about treating or preventing this virus prophylactically, what this is able to do is increase the innate immune system. So it doesn't have an antiviral effect directly. But as we're answering that question, you know, as we're answering questions, how can some people be on some asymptomatic, and then how can other people have you know, really good responses? And it's all because of their immune system. And this basically allows the infrastructure of the immune system to be upregulated. You know, it does, you know, some things with cytokines. I won't mention interferon gamma, which basically increases T cells, increases mm-hmm. cytotoxic killer cells. You know, your all your antibodies, as well as increasing expression on some of these cells that would stimulate your immune system to say, hey, I need you to kill this type of cell and cause it to undergo apoptosis. So any type of viral illness this would be effective in, both preventatively and as a treatment strategy, which is why it's approved in HIV, or why it's approved in hepatitis C and hepatitis B, and has been studied in HIV as well.
So if you're looking for it for prophylactic effect from thymus and alpha-1, what would you take and how frequently? And if you're looking for recovery from infection, this one or others, what would you do?
So the typical dosing protocol is going to be around 1.5, 1.6 milligrams twice weekly. So it's a subcutaneous injection. If anyone's taking peptides or insulin or anything like that, usually familiar with that. But usually it's just a twice weekly injection. And for prophylactics, you know, if you're traveling, if you're going to be on an airplane where you might be, you know, exposed to some of these things, you know, taking it the day before or the day of that travel would be my recommendation. Usually the effects that it's having are going to be, the half-life of the molecule isn't exactly super long, but some of the downstream effects can be upregulated for some time. And so usually twice weekly would be enough for prophylaxis.
So one of the other things I want to mention at this point as we move forward, too, to keep it in the discussion, is that a lot of things that work for viruses don't necessarily work for all viruses, especially viruses that are considered reverse transcripted viruses. Thank you to Brian Moskow for educating me on this. So reverse transcripted viruses harness the enzyme reverse transcriptase. And reverse transcriptase's primary role is to edit and help us make new DNA. When viruses harness that, they actually trick the reverse transcriptase to put them into the DNA blueprint. And then cells actually start becoming replication factories of this virus. And this is why these types of viruses overwhelm the human condition. You know, Ebola, it's like somebody gets Ebola, 4 days later, their ears are falling off and they're dying. It's not like influenza where it comes on slow, has this long incubation period. Reverse transcripted viruses overwhelm the host with so much, they go viral. Like we think of things going viral. They leverage parts of the human body to actually make cells into factories and produce a lot of them. So not everything we talk about today is just good for influenza and general viruses, but we also want to mention when these protocols actually have an effect on reverse transcripted viruses, which I know your next peptide we're going to talk about is very fascinating, and it's one I love. I promoted it a long time ago to get rid of SIBO. It actually made toenail fungus go away on people's bodies. It was like, I don't know what this stuff is, but it's like real, and it really is a primary mover in the immune system. That's LL37, right?
Yeah, definitely. LL37 is the body's really only natural capsaicin or antimicrobial peptide. And it, you know, it often gets pigeonholed as just an antimicrobial peptide, but it's so much more than that. You know, it's as you mentioned, antifungal, it's antiviral, it's antibacterial. And in addition to that, it has implication in helping treat cancer or autoimmune disease. And so it's a very, very diverse peptide. It has over 7 different receptors, which it can activate, or, you know, sort of throughout the body. And so, you know, it's one that's meant to be upregulated. For instance, if you have a respiratory virus, your body will actually upregulate this production in your epithelial cells, to make sure that whatever had entry is being treated and destroyed. And so, really, really interesting one. I know that you like it for some of the other reasons in terms of how it can relate to reverse transcriptase, and its interaction with vitamin D. But yeah, this is another one that is good for a lot of different viruses, lot of different pathogens.
So here's an interesting fact about LL37. Sepsis, which has a mortality rate as high as 50%, and one small ICU study of 30 people with severe sepsis, they were dying, so they were allowed to use something on them that wasn't the standard of care. And they elevated LL37 in these individuals. They all lived, number one. Another thing is interesting, when we talk about reverse transcripted viruses like COVID-19 is, HIV is, Ebola is, there's a study out of the University of Karolinska in Sweden showing that LL37 stopped the replication of HIV in HIV positive patients. Now, this is because remember, when we talk about reverse transcripted viruses, we're talking about a virus that is on steroids. It's not just a regular virus, but it harnesses and leverages cells to make the virus, and getting it to stop transcribing new viruses is an amazing thing. LL37 does that. So the reality is that LL37, if you connect the dots, will be effective against COVID-19 because it's effective against HIV, and I'm sure it's probably effective against Ebola.
Yeah, and it's got studies with influenza, you know, RSV, a lot of these, you know, more common things because they're more common. But you would expect it to have some activity against the, you know, the more unique things like COVID-19 and Ebola as well. And I haven't seen that study with HIV, but it obviously sounds very, very promising.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. So I want to put this question up because Laura Fleischer is asking, this was put up after we talked about thymus and alpha-1. She seems to be a little hypersensitive to it. Have you seen people that are hypersensitive to thymus and alpha-1?
Very, very rarely. It's actually, Unique Medical, Larry, I'll give a shout out to him as well on the board. He is actually another one that, has had some experience with thymus and alpha-1, and has seen this before as well. And so we don't have a lot of it, but occasionally we do. And I would say usually it can be rectified by trying the preservative-free thymus and alpha, things without the benzyl alcohol. A lot of times super reactive patients can have that more as an effect rather than the thymus and alpha-1. So we do make it as a preservative-free version, but it is a single-use vial, which can make it a little bit harder to administer. And so I would say that we don't see it often, but we have seen it occasionally, particularly in patients who have had some sensitivities, things like, you know, SIRS or mold toxicity. But still, I would say very, very rare.
You know, do you buy the whole Herxheimer phenomenon?
It's hard to say, you know.
It makes sense, but has anyone actually looked to see if that's actually what's happening to people?
You know, not that I know of. I know that a lot of our physicians are very, very familiar with the Herxheimer reaction and have a lot of definitive, I would say, what they believe is definitive testing to help try and predict it. But unfortunately, it's not an area of expertise of mine.
Because, and let me just put this out there for Laura, there is a phenomenon called Herxheimer reaction, which is the premise is that when you cause rapid die-off of these bad bugs – see, okay, so bad bugs eat your food and they poop out toxins. And the toxins are what cause the rheumatoid arthritis and the inflammatory disorders and the autoimmune disorders. So when you kill them, they basically empty everything out into your bloodstream. So if you kill a large number of these pathogens, these bad bugs, the theory behind Herxheimer is your body gets hit with just an onslaught of this stuff that's been causing you problems, that's been trickling into your body all at once, and you feel flu-like symptoms, nausea, dizziness. I've heard people talk about paresthesia, tingling in the hands and feet. And the premise is keep doing what you're doing, because after about a week, it goes away once that big load of toxins has been taken out of your system. So I would just put that out there. You may want to do some more research, Laura, on the Herxheimer reaction and see if it sounds like what's happening to you with the thymosin alpha 1, because it actually could be evidence that the TA1 is working.
Absolutely. And I should note that theoretically, the thymosin alpha 1 should be undergoing apoptosis, so that you're not getting a lot of that cell lysis of viral interactions. But there are definitely, I would say, exceptions to that, where some of these actually, you know, do some of the necrosis, almost like Herxheimer, almost is, you know, comparable to a tumor cell lysis syndrome, where you're lysing some of those constituents, and some of those things can be a little bit inflammatory. And so theoretically, thymosin alpha 1 should help with that. You know, there are obviously some exceptions to the rule depending on burden.
Okay. What is the and Danny Geraldo Oquendo, who listens from Colombia every day, we are talking about peptides that affect your immune system today, and more specifically, that can have a benefit in viruses like COVID-19. Danny, are you having a problem in Colombia right now with the coronavirus? Could you post something up there if you can give us an update on another continent there? So, what is the third peptide in the five peptide protocol?
Yeah, so the third peptide that I like a lot for prophylaxis is the C-Link. The C-Link is probably, you know, a peptide most people recognize as a cognitive peptide.
Right.
For anti-anxiety, something for increasing things like BDNF, or helping with pain, or helping with stress response. But, you know, the C-Link and C-Max are often grouped together as well. They're both Russian peptides, which started with a sort of an exploration of endogenous peptide signalers. And then basically the conversation was, hey, we see that this endogenous peptide is having this effect. How do we modify it to make it more stable and more effective for the effect that we're seeing? And so C-Max was from ACTH and derived into C-Max, which is helps with learning and focus and memory. Whereas the C-Link was actually derived from tufsin, which is an immune molecule, a fragment of IgG, which has antiviral capabilities. And so although the antiviral capabilities haven't been studied or nearly as advertised as much as some of the effects on, you know, the nootropic effect, it's still incredibly powerful. After 2 days, after detecting essentially influenza titers for 2 days, within 24 hours, there were no detectable influenza titers in the study. And beyond that, it is also shown to help treat herpes simplex virus. And so both the, you know, it can be used as both a preventative treatment strategy in the case of influenza, but then also a treatment strategy in the case of things like herpes simplex. So it has a lot of different immune mechanisms, but mainly just as a support for tufsin, which is immunostimulatory.
Okay, give the dosing protocol, and we have to go back and give the dosing protocol of LL37. I forgot to ask you that question. So give the dosing protocol of the C-Link.
So most people will do around 1.2 milligrams nasally. This is one of the very, very few peptides which is actually more stable in your body as a nasal peptide rather than a subcutaneous. And so we always recommend going via the nasal route, and usually about 1.2 milligrams daily. A lot of people might do that twice a day if they're in a situation that they are at high risk, and, you know, want to be, you know, more cautious in terms of how the dose. And you can't really overdo it. You can do this up to 3 or 4 times a day without issue, and clinical studies have shown that. And then going back to the LL37, that's a little bit more difficult. You know, the LL37 is, you know, as much as we talked about some of its positives, we also should also mention that it can also have some negative effects if you have any type of autoimmune or cancer predisposition. And so I would recommend caution there. But if you are going to use it, particularly in treatment, usually we'd recommend 100 to 150 micrograms twice daily.
Right. And for those who use LL37 with autoimmune disorders, you'll see them worsen for a while. In fact, I have a girl who contacted me once who had, what is that called, rosacea, the redness of the skin. And she was using it, and she said, it's gotten worse. And I said, yeah, I've heard that. Back down your dose. So really, again, some people, you know, we have to stop thinking of ourselves as some uniform monolith of human beings. We are all so different and so unique. And really, I don't care if I have another Italian guy whose parents were from the same area of Italy as mine. The life experiences, things you've been exposed to, the microbiota that you've picked up along the way, we are all unique. And no one wants to hear this, because no one wants to be told you're going to have to work and find your own magic. Because that's really it. So maybe 50 micrograms is all you need of LL37, where you don't get any unwanted effects, but at least you're upregulating that peptide in your body and you're protecting yourself against some of these threats. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the other things with LL37 is that, you know, for short courses and low doses, you know, it's a natural product, right? And it can be increased in these tissues. And so you're not talking about huge doses for long extended periods of time. This is something that can definitely help as we're talking about virus protection.
Right. So let's see here. I want us to make sure we're not passing up any questions. What is the fourth peptide?
So the fourth one is actually not a peptide. It's a small molecule drug that we sort of lumped in there, but it's the pentazan polysulfate. The pentazan polysulfate is another FDA-approved drug, which is typically done orally through for interstitial cystitis, or reducing some of that bladder inflammation. It's also been studied recently and used a lot by a lot of our clinicians in use for osteoarthritis. You know, there's some good research coming out of Australia, and we've had some fantastic results on it. You know, it's been used in the horse and racing industry for a long, long time to help with osteoarthritis. And so that is, so we've been doing it there, but it also has good data at reducing viral entry into cells. What it's able to do is just say polysulfates as a class are able to sort of envelop one of the spikes, so to speak, on viral cells or envelope viral cells. And by sort of creating a physical barrier, they're unable to get into the cell membrane and therefore deposit any type of viral load. One of the big things I should also note is that, you know, this is the same reason that soap is so effective for these enveloped viruses. You know, people will say wash your hands, but it's especially important in this regard, because you create those micelles which lyse the membrane of the virus, and they essentially become unprotected. And so the cell membranes of these viruses, and coronavirus in particular, you know, is definitely a treatment strategy. And we're seeing that with both the preventive strategy of washing your hands as well as using the pentazan polysulfate.
Isn't it funny we still have to tell people to wash their hands?
I mean, really? Yeah, definitely.
I mean, the Black Plague was transmitted, you know, from hand to mouth in the 1300s. Ironically, the Black Plague started in China. Killed 25 million people in the Mediterranean and Asia lands. It started in China. And here we have another virus starting in China that's wreaking havoc on the world. So,
well, one of my favorite facts about the Black Plague is that it sort of spawned the alleles of hemochromatosis, because having increased iron would actually reduce macrophages or increase macrophage response to the Black Plague. And so that's why you see a lot of people with Irish descent having hemochromatosis alleles.
Really? That's fascinating. That's fascinating. Yeah. Okay, so
The pentazan polysulfate.
Thank you. Pentazan polysulfate. And how would you use that? Is that's injectable?
It is. It's injectable as well. And most of the time people will do around 2 milligrams per kilogram twice weekly. So it's, again, one of those other ones you don't have to dose on a daily basis.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then there is a fifth one.
The fifth one is one that I thought should be included. But its mechanism is actually very, very similar to thymosin alpha 1, you know, in addition to some other mechanisms we don't know. And that's the thymosin beta 4. It's another one that's probably more popular for other reasons, you know, particularly for repair and recovery. I know that, you know, I think even you and I have talked about it on here before. But the thymosin beta 4 is one that's been used in, you know, I hate to say it, sports doping for a long time. It's also FDA approved for treatment of some eye diseases, and can also help with corneal repair, as I think you've talked about before as well.
I've used it. You guys made it in an eye drop for me. Yeah.
Absolutely. And how did it work? You know.
I have no sulcus. There's no divot in my cornea. Now, I have some scarring, but that's inevitable. Yeah. But there was no imperfections in my cornea when it healed. Yeah.
Well, that's good. And I think it definitely has some good data, you know, even in dry eye. I mean, it's got some
yes. Yeah. It can actually cure dry eye. If you use thymosin beta 4 eye drops for about 6 to 8 months, it will actually have a continuing effect for years thereafter. It actually has an ability to reverse whatever causes the dry eye to begin with.
Definitely. And you know, the main takeaway there is I think it's very, very pleiotropic. It does so many different things. I mean, we have people who use it for traumatic brain injury, peripheral neuropathy, you know, fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue. It's got a lot of different mechanisms. One of the other mechanisms, though, is it can actually increase IL-18, which increases interferon gamma, which causes this other, you know, sort of immune response and increased immune response, which helps fight these cells in a way similar to thymosin alpha. I should also know it's got patents in things like HIV. I'm not exactly sure of the exact mechanism by which it can help treat HIV or AIDS, but I obviously, you know, as we're talking about some of these reverse transcriptase virus, that would be something to speculate on as well.
Well, when you look at AIDS, what do people actually die from? They die from cachexia. They die of wasting away. And that's why back in the 80s, when AIDS first hit the market, people like Nelson Virgil and others, I think he was the co-author of a book called Built to Survive, which made its way around the gay community. Because what they discovered was if you maintain or build muscle and you maintain your robustness, you can live with the disease. You don't have to waste away, so to speak. And those guys started to use DECA and testosterone and growth hormone and became super muscular like bodybuilders. And they lived. They lived well beyond their counterparts who just followed the doctor's advice and went home and wasted away. I mean, assuming you don't get Kaposi sarcoma, you know, which is a skin cancer that some of them get. I mean, you can live with AIDS by following a protocol that builds muscle. That's an amazing thing. I mean, I talk about muscle saving lives on this show all the time, and it's true. Muscle does save lives, and AIDS patients, we see this. But thymosin beta 4 was used in horse racing originally, started in horse racing. It builds red blood cells. It builds strength. It builds new blood vessels and inroads into muscle. It's actually a pro-anabolic counterpart. And so it makes sense that it would help with AIDS. It really does.
Yeah, definitely. And another product we do, the tesamorelin, is approved for HIV and AIDS, and you know, increases IGF-1 to reduce some of that, the other parts of like the visceral adiposity. And so, yeah, definitely that narrative is one we know well, I think.
You know, it's funny. It was originally called Egress, and it was sold to people with AIDS, tesamorelin.
Yep. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's where it really found its beginning. So there you go. That's the growth hormone connection. So those are the five components of the protocol. Do you think people need all of these? Or if, let's say somebody says, look, doc, well, you're not, I'm sorry, you didn't finish medical school. But what if somebody said, almost, doc? you know, I can only afford three of these. Which three should I get?
So I would focus on prophylaxis, right? Because you're increasing that immune system. And you know, you can't beat the thymosin alpha 1. I think the thymosin alpha 1, just due to all of its effect, is definitely one that I would recommend. Beyond that, the C-Link is one that is relatively inexpensive. It can be done nasally. And so I like those two as sort of the bare minimums. Those are the ones that I would recommend. You know, and to the other ones, you know, the other one with the unique mechanism of action is the LL37.
Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, having those three as a as sort of the baseline is really, really interesting and can definitely help, you know, with this prophylaxis preventing the spread.
So I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the 6 million pound gorilla, purple gorilla, in the room. And that is why we don't hear anyone at the CDC or within the medical orthodoxy or any other groups out there talking about this right here, because the research is there. The research has been done by noted universities like Harvard, Boston Medical, that show that these peptides can fight off both influenza and random viruses, as well as, in the case of LL37, reverse transcripted viruses. Why are we not hearing anybody? Why is no one treating their patients with this? I want to talk about that when we come back, okay?
Absolutely.
We're joined today by Ryan Smith. He is the main, the grand poobah over at TaylorMade Compounding. If you're a physician listening to the show and you're thinking, wow, these peptides sound interesting, there's two things you need to do. The first thing you need to do is go over to the International Peptide Society, which is peptidesociety.org, and become certified to prescribe these. But if you feel like you're ready to prescribe now, you've done some research, you think you understand them, reach out to TaylorMade Compounding. They're right here in my home state, Nicholasville, Kentucky. How wonderful is that? And you can fill prescriptions through them for your patients. And that's where it all starts. There's magic in peptides. Magic. Stay tuned. P3OM uses a patented natural process to upgrade a well-researched probiotic strain that doubles every 20 minutes once inside your body. The patent proves this strain is proteolytic, meaning it digests protein. It's antiviral, antiretroviral. It eliminates pathogens and waste and is maintainable in the human digestive system. What it does better than any other strain is fight the bad guys, bugs like parasites, viruses, and other pathogens in your gut, and it doesn't require refrigeration. If you suffer from bloating, indigestion, or you need extra protection from viruses, aka bad bacteria, then I'd suggest trying this super single strain probiotic proven to wipe out the bad bacteria. Go to p3om.com/SHR to get a 10% discount with coupon code SHR and free shipping on all products. That's P3OM/SHR.
7,451. That's how many people kick the bucket, buy the farm, or cash in their chips every day in the United States. Yep, that means five people are going to meet their maker during this commercial. And no, our commercials are not the cause. Half of those who punch the clock for the final time will do so without life insurance. Call Big Lou at Term Provider before you are number 7452. If you're a 50-year-old male, a tad porky with a touch of diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost about $200 a month. With more verified five-star reviews than any other Lou on the radio, Big Lou has saved thousands of people thousands on their term insurance premiums. Stop procrastinating and call Big Lou today at 800-560-0301. 800-560-0301. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He doesn't want to be number 7,452. Call 800-560-0301 or biglou.com.
You've heard me talk about the chill pill on the show and how effective it is at helping people who suffer from social anxiety, or sometimes when you just want to take the edge off to a long, stressful day. Well, listen to this story from Dylan Goutreau.
Definitely takes anxiety away, which I have a long history of having. Started out at 2 milligrams a day of Xanax. That was at 8 years old. And so I stopped using benzos 3 years ago. Extremely difficult. Yeah, so I spent about 3 years trying to find anything and everything I could that would be healthy for me to help with anxiety. Because I'm talking, you know, full bull out panic attack. The chill pill was the first thing that I've found that actually in the middle of a panic attack I can take, and it definitely subsides.
Go to drseeds.com. That's DrSeeds.com. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your first bottle of the chill pill. Check it out. I promise this is one supplement that delivers.
Quest Nutrition makes bars, cookies, chips, and pizzas out of complete dairy-based proteins. Our products minimize net carbs and sugar without sacrificing taste.
Each delicious chocolate-flavored chip, cookie chunk, and crunchy crumble is custom-made to maintain Quest macros. It's time to enjoy foods that work for you, not against you. It's time to enjoy your Quest.
Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon. Hey, this is Carl. For 14 years, you've heard me talk about Can-See eye drops, and they being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at now 61 years old. But I regularly get emails and messages from people who've been using Can-See and having some amazing results. Recently, I got an email from a fellow named Chad, who because he was on dexamethasone eye drops for over 6 months, developed a cataract. Can-See eye drops actually reduced my cataract to the point where even my doctor has a hard time finding it. I will never stop using Can-See eye drops twice a day. I've been using them since 2008, he says. And you should be too. There is no better way to keep your eyes healthy and seeing clearly than Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com today and get on board, and we will both be looking into the future with very clear vision.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Ryan Smith from TaylorMade Compounding about protocols that can not only help protect you, but perhaps even be used as a therapy if you already have a virus. And in the case of COVID-19, these should work for that as well. So, what's going on here, Ryan? I mean, you're on that side of the fence. You know, you're on the side of the fence of the pharmaceutical industry, although you're like the redheaded stepchild. The pharmaceutical industry hates what you're doing because what you're doing works, and they're not making any money at it. Why don't we hear more talk about these peptides?
You know, I think, honestly, the question is I don't know. You know, things like the thymosin alpha-1 and even the thymosin beta-4, both of those two things were given orphan drug approval, which means essentially they were realized to have an overwhelming effect, right? They were sort of given preferential treatment as it relates to the FDA to go through in terms of approval. And so, you know, a lot of these things, you know, I couldn't tell you why. I mean, the FDA views them favorably. They're just not being used because I think they're not going to be able to be monetized. And the second part, I think, is you know, being sort of devil's advocate for them and saying that a lot of these things, when you think about outbreaks and pandemics, is community implementation. And I think that maybe one of the, you know, unfortunate effects of this is that a lot of the community implementation of these things is via subcutaneous injection, which is what a lot of the population is probably a little bit unfamiliar with and maybe a little bit afraid of.
Yeah, but they're going to get a vaccine. They're going to get an intramuscular injection with a bunch of things in it that they don't even know. You know, I am not an anti-vaxxer. Vaccines work through the hermetic process. We know this. Back in during the Black Plague, they figured out that if you scrape the wounds and then scratch someone's skin and put it on them, they develop a fever. It wasn't enough to kill them, and that made their immune system stronger. And once they got better from that, then they were basically inoculated. And so they said, well, we can leverage this phenomenon, and that's a good thing. But the problem is that the pharmaceutical industry had to make multi-injection shelf-stable vials, and a lot of what goes into vaccines have nothing to do with the vaccine working, but have more to do with the fact that it has to sit on a shelf someplace, not develop bacteria, and stay intact for a couple years at a time. I remember was it the swine flu? Mm-hmm. That all the swine flu was expired in countries like Italy, and the vaccines were expired, like in Italy and places, and the manufacturer just said, "Okay, we extend the shelf life another 2 years." It was like they waved a wand over it, and it was okay. So yeah. You know, it's really vaccines work; they absolutely can work, but it's the other stuff they put in them that have more to do with profitable manufacturing that are what can potentially hurt people.
Absolutely. And extending the expiration date is just a good example of the profitability, right? The reason they expanded it is they had that data the entire time, right? They knew it was stable, but they wanted to sell more in case it expired. And so it shows sort of, you know, how they, the expiration is used even in profitability, but how all of that is used in profitability, which is, you know, another reason that it's a little bit more difficult here for people to make a profit on it, and therefore you don't see it as much.
It's interesting. So are you seeing any people or doctors prescribing this protocol for patients who are concerned? Like, my daughter just texted me that there's, you know, people who've been identified in New York. What should I do? Like, are you seeing doctors starting to go, okay, we have a protocol you can use?
Absolutely. And we've seen this on actually a very, very large scale, even before we, you know, sent out things that had shown antiviral activity. We saw this. I mean, we've had people who have been interested in buying, you know, 20,000 vials of thymosin alpha for an entire town. Obviously, you know, for us, that's a little beyond our capacity. But I think that the good news is the demand is there. People have seen these effects, seen success in these with a variety of illness, whether it be influenza or, you know, Lyme or whatever it might be, terms of its effect on viral illnesses, and are definitely trying to implement it. And so we are seeing a lot of people prepare, but it does, you know, we don't want to stroke up a panic as well. That's one of the, you know, the worst things we can do. I always want to remind people that this still has less than a 2% mortality rate. And those are all the cases which have been detected, right? And we already know that a lot of them are sort of asymptomatic. And beyond that, testing is not where it should be. We don't even know the number of tests which have been used in the United States currently. And so it might be a little bit more widespread than we think, and we not even know it. So I definitely want to urge people not to panic, but at the same time, it's definitely not going to be a pleasant thing, and it's definitely not going to be, you know, we're probably, the infrastructure that the world has is probably not set up for it. So I would recommend caution and paying attention to these things.
Wash your hands. I can't tell you the number of times I'm in a good restaurant and I'm standing there washing my hands and I see a guy come out of the stall and walk right past behind me and go right out the door. And then I've looked to see where, oh, they're sitting with their family. That's the most disgusting thing in the world. Like, take five friggin' seconds and wash your friggin' hands if you just went to the bathroom. How hard is that?
Yeah, it's the best form of you know, prophylaxis, right? It's and you know, these things can, if you touch anything and then you touch your eye, you essentially have the virus.
You just inoculated yourself with it, right? Or your nose. Exactly. How many people pick their nose? They go like this. Well, we already deliver drugs intranasally. You just delivered a virus intranasally.
Exactly. And so, I mean, I can't stress that enough. You know, a lot of people are also freaking out about the lack of available face masks. You know, one thing I would like to say is that you probably can't get them on Amazon. You probably can't get them from medical providers. But you actually do have probably a likelihood of getting it at a Home Depot or a Lowe's. These N95 masks, and you can go onto the FDA's website, search N95 masks or respirators. They're often used in construction, and you know, whenever people are immediately searching for these things, they don't usually think about Lowe's and Home Depot, but they might be there as well. So I urge people to check some of those locations if they do want to be preventative with some of those masks.
When I used to ride my motorcycle in the wintertime when I was in college, I used to just put a bandana around my face because the hair in my nose would freeze when I was breathing through my nose. It's like, put a bandana around your face. You look stylish and just go out. People think, oh, my God, that's a bank robber.
But
you say, no, I'm protecting myself from coronavirus. We have a question here I don't have an answer for. I'm going to pop it up there real quick, and I don't know that you have an answer for this either. But Casey Morrow said his wife has been struggling with warts on her finger. She actually underwent 13 months of laser treatments, and she even had the HPV vaccine, and she can't get rid of her warts. Is there anything that you know of as far as peptides go that might help her?
You know, unfortunately, I don't have much for this one. Again, the thymosin alpha 1 is antiviral, you know, and even, you know, dermatologists will still suggest things like supplementing zinc. Right. You know, the two ones I would maybe think about is the thymosin alpha one still, just because you can do no harm. It can only help. And then there's also another one called thymulin, which is an immune stimulator peptide. The reason I suggest that one is because zinc, more than a lot of other, you know, things, have shown efficacy in warts. The thymulin often complexes with zinc in the body to have an anti-immune effect, an immune effect or antiviral effect. Those would be the sort of two I would think about. But unfortunately, I don't have anything specifically for that or any prior experience with any of our patients.
Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the interview with Ryan, and then I'm going on for another half hour to talk about some other interesting stuff as it relates to coronavirus. Stay tuned. Redcon One is one of the fastest growing supplement companies in the world today. That's because they produce supplements that deliver on their promises. From their flagship pre-workout Total War to their innovative whole food MREs and bars. Now you can get the deepest discount ever offered to any audience anywhere. Use code SHR and get 25% off all Redcon One products today. SHR and 25% off. Go to redcon1.com. That's REDCON, the number 1.com. Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon. Are you still on the fence about Body Protection Complex BPC Oral from DrSeeds.com? Listen to Maggie Kuhn, one of the owners of the C-Bus Lifting Company gym in Columbus, Ohio.
I had been having some nagging tendon issues that weren't injuries, just things that were annoying. You know, I'm 58 years old, so just older tendon kind of issues. For us powerlifters, you know, we really don't stop training when we have just nagging issues. We just kind of keep pushing through. And I started the BPC. What I noticed was I was doing some heavy tricep stuff that would have killed me before when I had an elbow problem, and I was able to do this with literally no pain at all.
Go to DrSeeds.com, DrSeeds.com. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your bottle of BPC Body Protection Complex today. You've heard about blood flow restriction training since 2006 on SHR, but you're still on the fence. Well, here's the push. BFR is more effective at building muscle than anabolic steroids. That's right. I went there. But it's because it's the truth. My experience with the B-Strong blood flow restriction system is proof to me. And now I'm asking myself why I waited so long. You'll see undeniable changes in the targeted muscles in days and weeks like nothing you've ever tried before. I will never stop using them. Give B-Strong a try. Go to bstrong.training/super-human and use code SHR for 10% off.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no-obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive at RenewLifeRx.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Growing older. Sadly, for many, it can mean losing your independence and trading your home with a lifetime of memories for a bed in a lonely nursing home. But now there's Rejuvent, the science to resist aging. Each of us has two ages, a physical age and a biological one. We can't slow our physical age, but thanks to our breakthrough in longevity research, you can now take control of your biological age with Rejuvent Life Tabs. Powered by Life AKG. Life AKG is critical for powering cellular energy, supporting detoxification, preserving DNA integrity, and lowering sources of oxidative stress. And that can mean more vitality and stamina in the years to come. Backed by over 20 years of research, Rejuvent is the science you need to resist aging. Rejuvent Life Tabs. It's about life. It's about health. It's about time.
Hey, this is Carl. To learn more and save 10% off, go to GetRejuvent.com. That's Get, R-E-J-U-V-A-N-T.com. Use the code SHR and get 10% off your first order. Check it out.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So first of all, I want to tell everybody, I'm still wearing my B-Strong BFR bands after training this morning. And if you want to win a pair, they're worth $429, go to superhumanradio.net today. And you'll see a big pop-up, and just put your name and email address in there, and you're entered to win. The winner will be announced April 30th, both on the show and by email. So you don't have to be listening to get your prize. So check that out. They really work. They're amazing. I've never had good upper arm size compared to my chest and shoulders and back and everything else, but that's all changing now. And then later in the show, we're going to discuss the role of sunshine and viruses. Everybody talks about viruses as seasonal, and everybody thinks, oh, that means it's hot or cold. It's not. It's about sun exposure. And we're going to show you, talk about a study published by the National Institutes of Health about Brazil that shows this specifically. Okay, so what have we missed? Obviously, what if somebody's doctor wants to prescribe these, but they're not part of the International Peptide Society already? Will you give them this protocol and say, here, this is what you need?
Yeah, absolutely. Beyond that, I think we always love research. And so we would never, ever advocate for any physician to use this without looking at it thoroughly at the research we provide. And research has been done all over the world in these conditions. And so we will definitely provide that in order to help people get started and feel comfortable with this protocol.
Anything else exciting on the horizons right now with peptides that we can kind of take a peek under the curtain?
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's always some exciting things being done. One of the ones I think that most people will find fascinating is we're about to do a new mitochondrial peptide called SS31. It is, as we age, our mitochondria have an outer membrane and an inner membrane. The inner membrane is sort of shaped as a squiggly line. And so all of those lines have the electron transport chain in them. And what they are, they have them really, really closely tight and packed together. But as we age, those mitochondria start to just sort of, that inner membrane just starts to drift out. What the SS31 does is essentially comes and makes sure that membrane is close together again, which basically increases ATP creation efficiency. And as a result, can help in a lot of different things. It can, as we age, increase skeletal muscle mass. It can help with reducing foam cell deposition or risk of heart attack and stroke. It can help with heart functioning and help with kidney functioning and help with just general energy. And one of the biggest things I always like to say about it is that essentially one injection is the ATP equivalent of 6 months of endurance training on a daily basis.
Oh, dude, you know I want some of that, right?
Exactly. So it's a really, really exciting one. Not just, just because as everyone ages, they mitochondria become less efficient. And this is a way to sort of turn back the clock.
A lot of fatigue illnesses are related to mitochondrial dysfunction. Do you see this being used with those types of people?
Yeah, absolutely. In addition to the sort of the population just wants to have better aging, this is a way to increase ATP and efficiency. And so whenever your mitochondria needs to do its job, it can actually work efficiently. Beyond that, a lot of people try and have increased mitochondrial biogenesis. So how do I create more mitochondria, right? And so pairing these things with things that increase mitochondrial biogenesis means you get even more of an effect, which means the body is able to sort of regulate itself more appropriately. And the conditions go everything from protecting cartilage to, reducing cardiovascular disease to, increasing lean muscle mass, decreasing fat mass, you name it, it's got positive data in it. And so as we start to think about, all the hallmarks of aging, mitochondrial dysfunction being one of them, this is a really, really exciting product that can span just about every specialty of medicine.
So, how often would you use it? How long do you use it? And once you stop using it, do all the gains go away?
Yeah, it's looking like they have some effect for a degree of time, but it's one of those you sort of have to continually dose. Like many drugs, most of the studies done in these patients have not been done on healthy patients.
Or athletic, but people who are training.
Exactly. And so knowing the appropriate dose is a little bit difficult. Most of our practitioners are now starting to do it at around a 10 milligram dose on a daily basis, and then doing that once or twice or 2 months out of the year or 3 months out of the year. There doesn't seem to be really a huge side effect profile, and it seems to be really, really exciting. So that's one I would definitely put on the list, and one that we're excited about rolling out.
Would you stack it with NAD plus?
There's no reason not to. As we talk about, again, aging, we know that all the things that NAD does in terms of the sirtuins, the PARPs, the immune cell function, as well as just general energy and maintenance. And so I don't think that there's a reason you wouldn't. But a lot of times I think that if you have to pick one, I think that the SS31 probably has some additional benefit that the NAD wouldn't.
That's very cool.
Ryan, thanks so much for being here today and talking about this. This is really an important topic, and I hope that people share this show, either the podcast on my website or this Facebook, because we can actually have an impact on saving some lives. I really believe that.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you having me on. If anyone has any questions, they can always reach out to us at TaylorMade.com, TaylorMadeCombat.com.
All right, thanks, brother. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about some other things that play a role in COVID-19. And this is easy stuff. You may not have to spend much money either. Stay tuned. P3OM uses a patented natural process to upgrade a well-researched probiotic strain that doubles every 20 minutes once inside your body. The patent proves this strain is proteolytic, meaning it digests protein. It's antiviral, antiretroviral. It eliminates pathogens and waste and is maintainable in the human digestive system. What it does better than any other strain is fight the bad guys, bugs like parasites, viruses, and other pathogens in your gut, and it doesn't require refrigeration. If you suffer from bloating, indigestion, or you need extra protection from viruses, aka bad bacteria, then I'd suggest trying this super single strain probiotic proven to wipe out the bad bacteria. Go to p3om.com/SHR to get a 10% discount with coupon code SHR and free shipping on all products. That's P3OM/SHR. Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon. Redcon One is one of the fastest growing supplement companies in the world today. That's because they produce supplements that deliver on their promises. From their flagship pre-workout Total War to their innovative whole food MREs and bars. Now you can get the deepest discount ever offered to any audience anywhere. Use code SHR and get 25% off all Redcon One products today. SHR and 25% off. Go to redcon1.com. That's REDCON, the number 1.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Growing older. Sadly, for many, it can mean losing your independence and trading your home with a lifetime of memories for a bed in a lonely nursing home. But now there's Rejuvent, the science to resist aging. Each of us has two ages, a physical age and a biological one. We can't slow our physical age, but thanks to our breakthrough in longevity research, you can now take control of your biological age with Rejuvent Life Tabs, powered by Life AKG. Life AKG is critical for powering cellular energy, supporting detoxification, preserving DNA integrity, and lowering sources of oxidative stress. And that can mean more vitality and stamina in the years to come. Backed by over 20 years of research, Rejuvent is the science you need to resist aging. Rejuvent Life Tabs. It's about life. It's about health. It's about time.
Hey, this is Carl. To learn more and save 10% off, go to GetRejuvent.com. That's Get, R-E-J-U-V-A-N-T.com. Use the code SHR and get 10% off your first order. Check it out.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So here's a little secret. There's something you can do that won't cost a lot of money, require a doctor's prescription, and there's clear evidence that it will work against COVID-19. I've been talking about little bits and pieces of it all week, but I'm going to wrap it up all together because this show is only about COVID-19, coronavirus. So there are studies that show that LL37 has the ability to arrest replication of reverse transcripted viruses like COVID-19, HIV, and Ebola, That those studies are done. The University of Karolinska in Sweden, these are great high-level, double-blinded placebo studies. So, you know, this is not, you know, fake stuff on some website where people are saying, oh, just, you know, eat more potatoes or something like that. But LL37 is an injectable peptide. Well, LL37 is a downstream metabolite of what? Vitamin D3. And we see the closer you get to the equator, the National Institutes of Health did a study on the country of Brazil because it's about the same size as the United States, but it's long. And the northmost region is on the equator. And the further south you go, it gets colder. So they wanted to see what viral transmission was like in Brazil. Now, in the United States and other countries, viral transmission is usually in highly densely populated areas, i.e. big cities. But in Brazil, we don't see the viral transmission in the big cities, which are pretty much all in the north, close to the sun. We actually see them in the less densely populated rural areas, which are down in the south. So this is completely antithetical to the way viruses are transmitted. So the NIH did a study and they looked at it, and without saying that it was the sun, they really showed a study that shows the closer to the sun, the closer to the equator you are, there's less viral activity and definitely less transmission. Now, remember, I just said LL37 is increased because vitamin D3 is increased, and vitamin D3 is increased from the sun. Now, we hear everybody saying COVID-19 will probably go away once it gets warm. And people think that means, oh, it doesn't like the hot weather, it doesn't like the temperature. But that's not it. What else happens when it's warm? The sun is out, and we wear shorts, and we wear short-sleeve shirts, and maybe we even lay in the sun, and we get more vitamin D. And if we get more vitamin D, you would think that we would have more LL37, right? But that's the missing link. Until a study done by Harvard Medical School, where they took 30 people in an ICU who had sepsis. And again, I'll repeat, sepsis has around a 50% mortality rate. It's a very, very dangerous blood poisoning. And they said, well, we know that LL37 has the ability to eradicate these types of infections. So theoretically, giving someone a bolus dose, or what they call a hammer dose, of vitamin D3, let's see if it raises LL37 and if it affects the outcome of these 30 ICU patients who were really getting ready to die. Well, guess what? They gave them 200,000 IUs in one dose. LL37 went up in a dose-dependent basis, and all 30 of those patients got over their sepsis. So now we say, okay, viruses don't seem to be a problem when there's a lot of sun. LL37 is produced as a result of the D3 produced in the sun, but it's also produced when you take D3 orally in fairly large doses. So this means that if you connect the dots, that taking high doses of vitamin D3 will upregulate LL37. And remember, we even have a study that shows LL37 stopped the replication of HIV, which is also a reverse transcripted virus, just like COVID-19. So really, at the end of the day, you just need to start taking very large doses of vitamin D3. But people are afraid to. They go, oh, you know, I heard I'll get kidney stones. Or, isn't it dangerous to take too much vitamin D3? My doctor said it's a fat soluble. No, it's not. And I'll prove it to you. You go on vacation to the beach. You go to Mexico. You go to Florida. You and the family lays on the beach for 2 or 3 days. You'll produce 200,000 IUs of vitamin D3 3 by laying on the out in the beach for the weekend. Now, of course, if you get a sunburn, that's a problem. You actually burn your skin. But the accumulation of vitamin D3 doesn't cause you any problems. If anything, you feel great. You want to, when you go home, you feel better about your life because D3 is good for us. So don't be so afraid of D3. If you're fair-skinned, you generally need less D3 to see a rise in 25-hydroxy, which is the magic hormone made from D3. If you're dark-skinned like me, we usually have more binding protein, so you need higher doses. So dark-skinned people can take 10,000 to 20,000 IUs a day, no problem. And fair-skinned people can probably take 3 to 5,000 IUs a day and get the same rise in 25-hydroxy as a dark-skinned person like myself has to take 20,000. So get yourself some D3. No one's paying attention to this. Everybody's buying masks, hand sanitizer, all this other stuff. You don't need that. What you need to do is, A, get out in the sun if possible. And if that's not possible, take fairly large doses of vitamin D3 every single day. Science shows that this will work. And I will put the links up in today's show of all three of the studies that I pieced together that show D3 raises LL37. LL37 can stop the replication of reverse transcripted viruses. Now, why isn't anybody talking about this? When they say these are seasonal, why aren't they talking about the sun? Oh, wait, I know why. Because the dermatologists keep telling people to stay out of the sun. They're stupid. Skin cancer doesn't come from the sun. It comes from your diet. Doctors know that there are foods you can eat that will protect you against getting skin cancer. Vitamin A, carotenoids are the two most popular. Real vitamin A. You know, retinol. That actually will protect you from getting skin cancer. Well, why not take the next step and say, if there's foods that'll keep you from getting skin cancer, because they make their way into the skin, then there must be foods that will actually promote skin cancer because they make their way into your skin. The sun is an unwanted, an unwilling participant in the development of your skin cancer. Your skin cancer is coming exclusively from your diet. So don't listen to the dermatologist telling you to stay out of the sun because you won't get skin cancer. And you know what? I'd rather be 90 years old and wrinkly than have perfect skin and die. And obviously blocking the sun isn't helping people with skin cancer. Otherwise, all these people who use sunblock would never get skin cancer, and they do. But that's it. There's the magic. Vitamin D3, start loading up on it now. Your kids, load up on it now. Everybody you know, spread the word. Start taking vitamin D3. This is not make-believe. Again, I will post all three of these studies in today's show post on the website so that you can share it around. Important stuff. Okay, that's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow.